Dictation for Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Canwell, C-A-N-T-W-E-L-L. May 5, 33. Address as a letter, Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 668-0423. Actually, erase the number. So Dr. Ferguson, leave open the number. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up for Mrs. Canwell, who has advanced renal failure CHF. Last visit was in March. Comes in person, accompanied with family member. She was admitted in the hospital from May 14 to May 19 and then transferred to rehabilitation until June 1st. A fall, early May, trauma to the left side of his head, weakness, left facial, upper and lower extremity, speech problems, severe hypertension above 200, over above 100, found it to have acute right-sided basal ganglion hematoma in bleeding, did not require surgical procedures, medication has been adjusted, they discontinue atenolol Demadex, she was started on losartan, Corec, and Norvasc. Feeling tired all the time, uses a walker, chronic nocturia, strong smell in the urine, but no cloudiness or burning, no oxygen inhalers, no sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND, has not been restricted sodium in the diet, has not been restricted fluid, she might be around 70 ounces a day, no vomiting or dysphagia, isolated diarrhea, which is not new, no blood in the stools. Presently, minor edema, no ulcers on lower extremities, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation. We are in the process of replacing iron infusion to receive the fifth dose on July 11. Next paragraph, I review medications as indicated above. I also review medications from rehabilitation unit at the time of discharge, June 1st. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 140/68 on the right-sided. No localized Ralwises, no consolidation pleural effusion, no major respiratory distress, no pericardial rap gallop, overweight of the abdomen, weight 154, 1+ edema around the ankles, decreased hearing but normal speech, I don't see any expressive aphasia, uses a walker, I don't see major focal asymmetry. Next paragraph. Chemistries at the time of discharge from rehabilitation. There was anemia, 9.7, hemoglobin 28, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count. Normal sodium, upper potassium 4.9, low bicarbonate 19, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Creatinine was 2. Baseline being between 2.5 and 2.8. I requested repeat chemistries. This is from July 7. Potassium elevated 5.4, a normal sodium, low bicarbonate 19, worsening creatinine at 3.1. If this will be a steady state, GFR will be 14. Anemia 8.5, a normal white blood cell platelets, a normal calcium albumin, phosphorus elevated at 5, urine with large amount of protein, more than 500, more than 100 white blood cells, urine culture pending. She's known to have congestive heart failure, diastolic type with preserved ejection fraction. This is from September 2020, minor valve abnormalities. Previous renal arterial Doppler, 2020, no evidence of renal artery stenosis based on peak systolic velocity. Kidneys at that time, 9.1 centimeters on the right, 10 centimeters on the left. The bladder was not distended. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has either progressive chronic kidney disease or acute on chronic renal failure. Since the last visit, the new event is the addition of losartan. Because of severe hypertension, as well as severe proteinuria. This medication will have to be placed on hold because of worsening kidney function and elevated potassium as well as metabolic acidosis. Next number, severe hypertension with recent intracranial bleeding, right-sided thalamic, symptomatic, although patient improved significantly. Blood pressure right now on maximal dose of Norvasc 10 milligrams, maximal dose correct 25 twice a day, on a low dose of COSARC, which is new, 25 milligrams. Prior atenolol and Demadex were discontinued. I'm going to update another kidney ultrasound to make sure that there is no urinary retention or obstruction. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and valium appears to be stable. CHF appears to be stable. We've been replacing intravenous iron because of iron deficiency with the last ferritin 71 saturation 19%. She denies any external bleeding. Potential EPO treatment once blood pressure remains stable. Monitor on potassium, acid base, monitor on phosphorus, which is relatively elevated. All is to discuss with the patient and the doctor. End of dictation.